You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Good evening, ladies and gents. It is Justin Wayne. The Justin Wayne Show is on this evening, and we are very excited. We have two guests in this, and the pizza has just arrived. So we'll just briefly say hello to them. But hello to Mr. Mark Riley.
Hello, Justin.
And of course, hello to our very special guest, Mr. David Gu.
Hi.
All the way up from central London to Enfield.
That's right.
How was your traveling?
It was really good.
Good.
Only a 5-minute delay on the train.
Cool.
Not bad.
Well, we're gonna be hearing from David in a little bit on the guitar about his career, because I've never actually, there's a lot of things I don't know about you.
Oh, good.
So we'll go through that a little later, and cool. We're gonna start off right now with some other person we've interviewed before. She's called Kyria, and this is her single, sort of fitting for this evening. It's called Radio. Here on the Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio, live.
systematic of the way you are. And in relationships we tear ourselves apart. Here come the army dreamers, they're here to save the day. Come the revolution, get the people on their way. The future's here, the future's there, the future starts today. I'm in love with an android warrior. 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 It's systematic of the way you are. And in relationships we tear ourselves apart. It's systematic of the way you are. And in relationships we tear ourselves apart.
How's it going? Yeah, you do. City and Horses, they're playing CMJ this week. And I think if we don't get it on this week, if you are an AMPED listener, the AMP is the Association of Music Podcasting's podcast of the week, we're going to be sending out daily notices. little, because Peter Clitheroe of the Suffolk and Cool podcast is down there at CMJ this year. And so if you listen to the Association of Music Podcasting podcast, you'll get all those each week and little interviews and things. But those guys, City Horses, are there. That was Russian Military Bad. We also heard Systematic from Model Society. And, of course, started off with Kyria and Radio. And we've all had a little bit of pizza now. We're all a little bit more full. I think I was starving. I don't know about you guys.
Were
you?
Definitely you're starving.
You're still. They're still eating. Mm-hmm. So we'll play some more music, and we will speak to them very soon. We'll play one of the one of Dave's new songs in this half of the show, and in the second half of the show we'll be hearing him play in my little flat. Woo! Let's hear from the Lights. The Lights are going to be playing an acoustic showcase next Tuesday. Down on Great Portland Street, which I'll give you more information about in just a moment. Right now, it's The Lights. This is their newest single, No Match for Genevieve, on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Let me know if you're coming around, because I've got somewhere to go. She was always messing around, you know.
Find us at rechargedradio.com.
My weary heart and my aching bones were made to be shaken quite like she has made them, and now everything is all out in the open. I'll make her start to learn from the past, and I hope that one day I'll be able to see through the ocean of fears that lies beneath me. Give me some time to heal and I'll come around. Give me some time to heal and I'll come around. When I believe in love, when I believe in you, when I believe in love again, I'll let you know, I'll tell the truth. When I believe in love, when I believe in you, when I believe in love again, I'll let you know, I'll tell the truth. If my feet turn cold, I want you to know that everything gone before you came along couldn't equal the people it took to build Rome. So let's take it slowly and not get lonely ever again, and we'll never pretend that what we thought was love was just phony. Give me some time to heal and I'll come around. Give me some time to heal and I'll come around. When I believe in love, when I believe in you, when I believe in love again, I'll let you know, I'll tell the truth. Dear, if no one's there when you're cold, I'll warm you up with my song. Heaven help us now, 'cause we're falling deeper now. When I believe in love, when I believe in you, in love again, I'll let you know, I'll tell the truth. When I believe in love, when I believe in you, when I believe in love again, I'll let you know, I'll tell the truth. When I believe in love, when I believe in you, when I believe in love again, I'll let you know, I'll tell the truth.
Oh, that was me. Sorry, that wasn't actually the song. I don't know if you could tell. Hey, that was that was the Robbie Boyd Band, When I Believe. We also heard No Match for Genevieve from The Lights was the other song in that two-song set. We've eaten, and if you can deal with the smacking of the what is it, lactose that builds up in your mouth after you eat pizza and milk things.
That sounds like sound engineering terminology.
You think so?
Oh. Like, who else would notice that?
No? You do. I mean, maybe it's just me. There you go. Do you notice it when people have recorded something after drinking lots of milk?
Not a pizza, no.
Oh.
I notice the difference if someone's had a cigarette.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, I can tell the difference.
Oh, cool.
That's not an amazing skill, really, is it?
You mean immediately after a cigarette, or like years and years and years
of
smoking?
No, usually immediate.
I could tell when someone smoked for years just by how they look. It's true.
No, you can't.
Your eyes closed.
You can.
Ah, then I don't know. I wouldn't be able to guess, because I know some people who smoke and their voices are still quite clear. But then they are only 30. Maybe I'll wait till they're 50.
Well, we've got we're gonna play the first David Gu song, and obviously we're gonna hear from Dave live later on.
Actually, I'm speaking right now.
Oh, right. I meant like, you know, singing and
properly, right?
Yeah, but you are there.
I am here.
Literally.
That's right.
Not on Skype. Whatever.
Not on Skype.
I fed him, so there you go. But yeah, so. Do you want to introduce the first David Gu track of the evening for us?
Yeah,
this is the new one, isn't it?
This is the first song in our first album. It's called World Domination. The album's called World Domination, and it's got a funny little video if you want to check it out on YouTube. Take it away!
Domination.
When do we want it?
Right now.
This plan's going to fall on all your faces. On every bill, on every planet. And everywhere you see, there's gonna be me and maybe these five other guys. Cause what you don't know is that this band will overthrow every government in every galaxy. What you'll understand can harm you, harm you. For
world domination.
When do we want it?
Explode in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Explode!
Moderation.
That's it? Oh. I thought I was going to go on for another couple hours.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Is it a feeling of dread?
Well, that's a fantastic song.
Thank you.
The video is great as well.
It is good.
The video is really funny.
Tar, very much.
Because did you direct the video as well?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's important. That's cool these days. Important these days, isn't it?
Is it? It's important and cool.
Yeah. I did say both, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Huh. Put them together.
You probably meant one. I said both.
I did. I was thinking both. I thought it was cool, but then I was trying to sound more like I knew what I was doing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I thought I'd say important.
Because it's not important, by the way. It's really not. But it is probably cool.
So
maybe.
And the album release wasn't very long ago. That was it Cargo recently?
No, that was we did the first one at the Rose Theater in Kingston, but it was out on iTunes, so we kind of celebrated that. And then we had the physical release, and that was done a couple of weeks ago at the Bowery, which used to be the Flyer on Oxford Street. Gotcha. And that was great.
Yeah.
It was indeed.
And both Mark and I missed it because we suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, a bit of a...
But Lydia was there. I think Lydia's in the chat room and is listening. You know, maybe? Rose Red?
Yeah.
We should probably play a song of hers. That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it? Since we've spoken about her. But we're going to... How big is the album? How many songs are on it?
There's 12 songs. It's about almost 40 minutes long. And they're all pretty different from each other, but all fun. And the last one is kind of, I don't know, a bit more epic sounding, but the lyrics are still as ridiculous. So, yeah, it's just entertainment.
And you guys don't gig tons, do you, anymore? You sort of make these little gigs events.
When we started, we played everywhere all the time, and now we're a bit more selective and we keep it, especially in London. We're like, well, you know, we want a certain amount of money. And we also spend a amount of time between each gig so people won't be fed up with us. But we're organizing a tour with Our Friends Records now around the country with Tankers the Hinge, and that should be great. And hopefully that will be all the time. But in London, yeah, we don't do all the time because that's just, you know, it's counterproductive to do too many shows in the same area.
Don't wear out your core audience too much.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to get a fine balancing act. It's pretty much impossible to get it right, but you got to try.
You got to. Cool. What are there any other places that you like to play other than London, other cities and stuff?
So, yeah, well, we've always had a good time in Cheltenham. And where else has been good? It's like a secret garden party. Mm. Every time we play there is just the best thing in the world. 2000 Trees was amazing when we played there. So, yeah, it's just places where they're up for it anyway. And then we take it even higher, I think. Or I'd like to think. Maybe they're just having a great time because anything with a beat will give them a good time. But I'd like to think that it's because of me and my troupe.
Yeah. And you do play with a lot of people.
No, it's 5 other guys.
Okay.
It's not that many.
That's big. It's big for bands these days.
Yeah.
You know, bands 1, 2, 3 is, you know, pushing it sometimes. You guys have, there's 6 of you, so that's cool.
Well, it doesn't feel like that a lot. I don't know. I get along.
That's good, isn't it? That's a good sign.
Yeah, I think we get along with each other. So
there's no one person you're like, God, fucking yay.
Oh, they've gone. No, everyone hates someone now and again.
Yeah,
you know, but then you go over it. You have a fight, and then it's over. It's fine. Yeah.
That's how bands are.
That's how bands are. You just like it builds up tension, and you release it. And if you're still together, you've grown even tighter. If you've broken up because of that tension, then that's it. But actually, the more you fight and the more tension you release, and you're still together, the better it is. You've got to release it, though.
Yeah. Can't hold it in.
You can't hold it in.
Somebody might get hurt.
Well, yeah, especially if you're going on tour.
Yeah.
That's just, no, you can't hold it in.
Cool. We'll talk more. We're going to play some Rose Red. And I have to get to two things I need to talk about before 9 o'clock, one of which is the Musicians Clinic, which happened on Monday, which was fantastic. And we had Leonard Lowy, who was a music solicitor, that spoke about music soliciting.
Sorry. No, he spoke about the legalities of being in a band and stuff like that on Monday. And we'll talk. We played some demos. And I've got some demos to play for you of bands that were there. And we'll do that in just a moment. Right now, it's Rose Red. This is Old Black Shoes. Rose Red and the Butterflies. I'm Just Dwayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Is bigger than my feet, and they're squeaking around and hurting me as I walk down along the street tonight. Thought I would get a little more insight into you if I wore your shoes for a while, but there's nothing new coming to me. I'm just not good enough. I guess I'm just not good enough for you. And I've walked down this street a thousand times and over again. It's just a little more harder today. And it's just gone half three and the kids are rolling out of school.
Station, but without milk or confectionery.
It's hard when you know you're not really there, and it's true and it's show. For all of the effort, it's useless, you know. You're not really done since all that you've done. Again and again and again. Take away the words and replace them with your own. It's not hard to take back the feeling you're left with. It's closed, closed, closed. Lonely crows amongst us. Lonely crows. Lonely heroes amongst us. Live the life, the life, the life. Show the cracks watch you crumble out into the crowd. They didn't even know
Right, that is Matt Murray. He was there on Monday at the Musicians Clinic. That's one of his new demos. And we were just talking about it here in the studio as well. One of our recommendations was to keep working on that one because it definitely, it's getting there, but it's certainly, I think with anything, you know, you gotta see what people think and then go back and rework. But Matt's a really hardworking guy. He hasn't nailed down a band yet either. He's recorded that with a band, but he hasn't nailed down a band for gigs and stuff. So he's just been playing by himself.
Cool.
So if you are an artist and like that, get in touch with me, justinrechargeradio.com, and I'll put you in touch with Matt. You want to be a drummer or a bassist or a fiddler? I don't know if there's a fiddle in there. There were keys, I think.
Keys.
But we'll hear another one from Monday, and then we'll play another one of Dave's tracks, which I think we're going to play Drain, which is one of my favorites, I think.
It's your favorite?
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
I don't know if I can choose a favorite song of yours.
Thank you.
I like a lot. I like just about everyone I've
heard.
I don't know if I've ever heard a David Goose song I didn't like, which is certainly not something I would say about any band.
Well, I'll tell you
what. Any other band I can think of at the moment.
We did work on the album to... We didn't want any just filler stuff on there. Although there is one song that people tend to hate. It's dividing audiences, which is kind of funny to me. Some people think it's great. Some people just like, oh, I love all of them. I hate that song. Ah.
It's good to have polarizing things, though, isn't it?
This one particular song. Funny to me.
Well, maybe we should play it and see what people think.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, we're not going to play that one. They'll just have to buy it and find out for themselves, buy the whole album and then figure it out.
Fair enough. Where can they buy it?
They can buy it on iTunes. They can buy it on Amazon. You can go onto my website, which is davidgoo.com. And there's a button which you can click and you can buy it physically through me and I'll just send it to you. So it's a PayPal thing. I prefer that. It's more fun. But by all means, iTunes and Amazon.
Do you like sign it and stuff as well? And like
if they want,
lick a stamp and put it on there and all that sort of thing?
I'll sign anything.
Ah.
Give me something, I'll sign it.
Cool. I'll have to give you something to sign then. Yeah. Well, that's a cool website. See, I like your website.
Oh, what's this? Oh, mine. Well, yeah. I didn't say it's bad. Oh. I said I don't have control of it just yet.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
And, you know, I want to do things with it.
Oh, I probably should.
Bigger. Better.
Oh, it's fantastic.
He was talking about my website, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Website. DavidGoo.com. Go over there and get it.
Do it!
Let's hear it right now, because we talked about it. We may as well play. That'd be silly if I didn't. It's Drain. It's one of my favorite songs of David Goo's here on the Justin Wayne Show. Or I'll push that button. Maybe.
Brains is the place to be. I got the cheapest brains in town. I got brains coming out of my ears. I ain't lying. Just give me a call. It's 0870. It's a free number. I got brains. Liver or kidney, whatever you prefer. I got a toe that's come all the way from Taiwan. It's got heads, it's alive and everything. Or maybe you prefer toes from China. I got toes from China. Every time I send my recycling, they send a whole batch of a fresh from the shelf. Brain. If you want me or any part of me, I can guarantee that I'll be here even when my shop is closed. I know that my business is dubious, but my love for you, if you may be, 1, 2, 3, go. Work day on the train, I saw this girl. I thought, damn, I better approach her and say something. I said, hey, baby, what's your name? She said, it's Drain. I said, ooh, Drain, that's a name. She said, yeah, that is a name. I said, with a thought of a name like Drain. She said, well, my parents thought you'd call me Laundress, so I thought I'd change it. I said, well, if you're gonna change it, why didn't you change something pretty to suit your pretty self? She said, I didn't want people to judge me according to my name. I wanted to see me first, then judge me according to that. Yeah. I said, Drain, I have judged ye, and I have judged ye well. She said, your place or mine? I said, definitely, definitely yours. Unless you have some kind of weird affinity with limbs.
Wanna hold you in my cellar.
A weird affinity with limbs. She said, I do. I said, Drain, I have judged ye correctly.
Woo! Let's go, let's go, let's go now. Or any part of me, I can guarantee that I'll be here. Even when my shop is closed, I know that my business is dubious.
But my love for you, sweet train, is definitely not. Drain, she's got my heart.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Say
kiss. I lust for you, so smug I do, and you do too. I kiss your mouth and dance till our toes bleed. See the vacancy in your eyes, your smile, but I still want you. Turn me, burn me, and move me this way. I feel the urgency of nightlife in your trembling thighs. You are a velvet skyline. Ooh la, ooh la, la. Divine.
What are you talking about? What are you? Yeah, what shall we? Oh, sorry. I'll put you on the spot. What are you doing?
Our technology has improved over the past 10 years and made it very accessible for new musicians.
Lean into the microphone.
Made it very accessible.
Close. Sorry.
Made it very accessible for new musicians to actually get their stuff out there. That's what I was talking about.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Is that what I was saying?
Just no one wants
no.
to
know.
Just.
It changes.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
No,
I was going off in a different path when we were off air. That was all.
Did you reroute and
the
you've said something
that he was about to spew on the world of music?
Oh.
There you go, an exclusive there for you.
Okay, I'm actually quite curious to know what you're going to say.
We will find out. I'm not going to. I'll never get invited back here again, I think, if I do.
You are. No. Well, anyway, sorry. there's only five more minutes left of the first hour and of the music podcast, as it were. And then, of course, the second hour is going to be more David Gu and more live David Gu, and we're going to talk to him properly without pizza in his mouth. I suppose the pizza's kind of we've stopped eating the pizza now.
We're done with the pizza.
I think we're digesting
for now.
There's still some left though. We might come back later. But yes, we've got one more band that was there on Monday at the Musicians Clinic. If you want to come next month, it's the 21st, and JC Caddy from Fairwood Music International will be there talking about publishing. And we'll have more panelists and demos. If you want a demo, come on down. Head over to tourdates.co.uk/musiciansclinic and sign up to have your demo reviewed, or just drop me an email, justin@rechargeradio.com. Let me know you want to come along and just hang and listen to the talk and listen to music, and we'll get you in there. This band was there. They're fantastic. They're called Kentish Fire. They gave me this really cool metal case of it. You know Kentish Fire?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
I saw them a month or so ago.
Right on.
Really good.
Cool. Well, we're going to hear them now. This is called So Unpredictable. And we've got a really good song to finish off the first hour in just a moment. This wasn't a good song. This is a great song. So Unpredictable, Kentish Fire, Recharge Radio.
Lay down and watch the sunset. Some things you never forget. You were right on my left. So unpredictable. Lay down and watch the sunset. That day I'll never regret. You were right, but you left, so unpredictable. Lay down and watch the sunset, some things you never forget. You were right, on my left, so unpredictable. Lay down and watch the sunset, that day I'll never regret. You were right, but you left, so unpredictable.
You were right on my left, you were right, but you left. Lay down and watch the sunset. That day I'll never regret. Be right, but you left. So unpredictable.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.